Hello, friend. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. I kind of like that opening. I think I'm going to keep using it. I can't assume to know when or where you are, so hence. In case you're listening to this show for the first time, this is the Daily 15-Minute Reset called The Random Intricacies of an Animate Object, where you can just give yourself a few minutes to disconnect for a bit. So we set the vibe with some music. Got Infamy in the background. And some you time. I'm just here so I don't get fined. It's hump day today. Which, why is it that Wednesdays always feel like they're about 2.5 weeks long? That's probably why they're so rewarding to get through. The hump. We're going to get over the hump together, though. And today's exercise is coming at you quick. So we're going to get right to it. In the previous episode, I asked you to reach out to someone and let them know that you appreciate them and that you're rooting for them. In today's exercise, what I want us to do now is to tell ourselves, I appreciate you and I'm rooting for you. I know it feels stupid, but shouldn't we be out here appreciating and rooting for ourselves, right? So maybe we need to do that a bit more until it doesn't feel so foolish or stupid. I don't have to tell you every day to provide yourself with positive affirmations, but I will. Because I, too, fall into the habit of not doing that at all. So I won't get tired of rooting for you. So don't you give up on me. I'm glad I'm actually doing these and they're not just sitting in a book anymore. I used to write these. Like, this has been a memoir that I've had for ages, and I named it this. Like, I have notes time stamped. I have a note in here named this from like 2018. I have them scattered so I can actually share my random thoughts with people and possibly connect with other me's out there. You ever do something so quirky that you never tell anyone about it, thinking that you're the only person that does it? Well, this show is the podcast version of that. You're not the only person, and I'm here for it. One thing that I did notice is that I think I've managed to learn something preparing for this show. Pretty much every day I sit down and prepare for like a few talking points. And what I can share, basically, I think my thought process is, what can I share today that isn't scripted, isn't rehearsed, is genuine, and is either needed now or it will be needed? Part of it is because I know what I sorely need to learn and talk about. So sharing it after a while just becomes second nature. So I'm sharing it with you. I've been fortunate to have some like really deep connections with certain people. And being at a certain point in my life where I'm able to share with friends whenever I need advice or vice versa. And I'd like to think that I'm someone my friends can confide in should they need someone to listen. And, you know, the key word is listen. Every time I've heard someone tell me about a rut or a weird spot they're experiencing in their lives, I like to invoke some advice that I was given probably by the unlikeliest of mentors that I've ever had in my life. So I have a few people that I reference back to, and I would say that these people were mentors, influential people that helped shape the type of person that I wanted to be. But again, we weren't always this person. So years back, I was getting over a really bad breakup. I got myself in the gym, and my first step was getting back into the swing of things, right? Like, you know, let me get my back in shape. There was a lot of change happening around that time. So I remember also in the process of changing jobs. So I remember I recognized this like tall figure in the gym with tons of tattoos. And if you're from like the New Brunswick, East Brunswick, New Jersey area, then you're familiar with Big Brad's tattoos. And, you know, there's a few artists that were out there that people knew about, and he was one of them. So being that all of my tattoos that had gotten them from him, I decided to approach him, and I was like, I'm going to introduce myself. I'm going to see what kind of person he was. That's the type of person I am. I don't know if it's nosy. What do you think? I just like meeting people. So sometimes I'm like, yo, what kind of person is this? And I noticed he was working out by himself. So I went up, I introduced myself. He was really cool about it. And I told him, because I was thinking at the time about going to get a tattoo. So I told him, hey, I'm going to go to your spot. The spot was like 2 minutes away from the gym. So obviously, I didn't want to take up too much time in the gym. So I did make good on that. I passed by. I don't know if it was a few weeks after that. And I remember during that visit, because, you know, you're sitting there, you're getting tattooed. So a conversation is going to spark up. And he was really good with that. So I remember his system being antiquated, and he told me that he wanted to kind of change some things in there to kind of get some different clientele, more clientele, because, you know, a lot of stuff he was getting is walk-ins. Anyway, so I helped him with a little bit of the IT aspect, a little bit of it, right? So I helped him, you know, clean some things up, buy some things that he wanted to buy, and make sure that it was cool for him, right? So everything was working how he wanted to. So, what I did in the whole process was I kind of got to understand the kind of person that he was, the fact that he wasn't a conventional thinker and always sought to find some inner peace, find answers that were most relevant to him within himself somehow. And he was really good at this. You know, he was the type of person that wanted to translate life around him to understand the language that life was trying to speak to him in. That's how deep he was. And I managed to form a bond with him he was one of my sage advisors, often referring to him, you know, whenever I felt like I was headed in the wrong direction mentally, or if I just wallowed a little too much in my own self-pity. And believe me, we have those a lot when we're younger too. One of the best pieces of advice I ever got from him was to think about life as a book. We're constantly filling the pages. Now think about each chapter being 7 years. So every 7 years, you're starting a new chapter. And when you apply that to life, when you think about 7 years old, then 14, then 21, then 28, then 35, then 42, and so on. Each of these signifies a benchmark year for something that will require transition or learning. When you're 14, you're getting in high school. When you're 21, where are you? What are you thinking? What is your purpose? You probably have no clue what any of that is. Or did you? Or do you? What this did for me, it basically allowed me to stop comparing my life to other people, because my book was just being written, and it was being written according to how I chose to write it. Now, instead of thinking my life is a failure because I'm not where I want to be, now I say, well, this chapter taught me X, Y, Z lessons, and the next chapter I'll look to improve on A, B, C. Now everything is beautifully making sense to me. I'm not saying that I know where my next 7 years will take me. But if you stop thinking about everything at once and just focus on what you're currently experiencing, if anything, like my experience, then life will slow down for you and make more sense. I'm not saying whatever that sense is will be the answers you're looking for in the moment, but decisions will come easier, relationships will be handled better, and life will reward you. If anything, it will reward you with a good story, all because you told it your way. And Brad taught me this a long time ago, and although I know I haven't been the perfect person, and I know that there's much for me to atone and apologize for, I can proudly say that I took that lesson from him when I applied it to my life and I learned that the ride is longer than we think when we're on it and short when we get off and reflect. So continue to write your book, whether the page is legible or not. This concept is rooted in optimism. It's rooted in the promise of a new day, a new page to turn. So shout out to you, Brad, for teaching me this and how it's helped me accept what is and prepare for what will be. So it's probably not going to be easy to implement it. Although for me, it was kind of like a quick thing. I was like, man, I understand. This is pretty dope. I'm going to try it. And, you know, again, I'm sure you have people in your life like Brad was for me, and I have other people that I can name. But people like that, that can give you a different perspective, have you see things differently, have you step outside of what you're currently going through to give you a different way of seeing things, because this could just totally be a different name for you. Same framework. Totally. You know, and then based on this, what are you going to pass forward? What are you going to share? Is this something that you can apply to your life? Curious to know. It's funny, I haven't talked to my friend Brad for a long time. He's an older gentleman. Hope OG is doing okay. But that was my experiences with him, and it's probably why I love that I do this show. Because life hits you so fast that you're only focused on the road in front of you, right? So along the way, I'd like to just retain what I've learned. Sometimes, you know, you keep what you use most and you forget what you don't, right? So it's only natural for your brain to operate that way. And this really allows me to just reconnect with my past and kind of rewrite some of those ineligible pages or illegible or unlegible, unreadable pages. So think about that. When you're writing your book, if it's an ebook, then you're lucky, right? No errors. There's always human error and there's always human correction, right? Which method are you going to use? I'm going to cut it short. I remember I owe you probably like 3 minutes. So I'm going to cut this short. We can probably go on for forever on this, especially because I know I had way more that I wanted to get into. But I do appreciate you tuning in, and feel free to share this podcast with someone new today. Spread the love and let's grow our community of randoms. I'm sure we can go on longer, but this is probably the perfect opportunity for you to take this conversation offline. Find a friend or a stranger and discuss. And in case you're wondering, the episode and all of the episodes in this show are produced by Infamy. For elite production, please make sure to visit www.infamysounds.com. That's www.infamysounds.com. I'm Juan Gordon. You're listening to Random Intricacies from an Animate Object. Thank you for joining me. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.